As some of you may know, I used to be involved in plant science and wheat breeding.
你们当中或许有人知道啊，我以前是研究植物，或者是还有小麦育种的。
I studied many aspects of the wheat plant and even soil science.
我研究小麦的各个方面，甚至啊土壤科学。
This was so I could develop wheats.That would grow to the maximum potential yield.
我做这一些为的就是啊，能够啊培养出啊，能够提高小麦的产量。
My motive for my work was to benefit growers and the people who they would feed.
那我的工作主要是啊，让那些种植户以及我们的消费者受益。
In today's verses, we're going to see.Paul had the same kind of motives for Christians.
那在今天的经文当中呢，我们啊也将看到保罗啊使徒保罗对信啊我们基督徒有同样的动机。
He wanted to see Christians grow and develop into mature Christians and lead others to Christ.
他希望看到我们基督徒啊每一个人都成长，成为成熟的基督徒啊，也更加的带领这个周围的人来归向基督。
Now Paul often uses images to describe spiritual life, and some of those are agricultural or of plant life.
使徒保罗他经常会用那个画面的形式来描述这个圣灵的生活，有时候是农作物，有时候是其他的植物。
Now images from the past two messages in Ephesians were of art masterpieces and of people groups.
那在以弗所书当中呢，我们曾经讲过的几啊两条经文呢，里面有艺术作品呢，还有这个人物的这些画面。
Now sometimes those images help me understand a concept in a visual way.
那这样的画面呢，它有助于我们从这个就是啊很形象的啊方面来个理解一些概念。
There's a real meaningful image to the verses spoken for God in Isaiah 55:10-12.
在以赛亚书55章第十节至十二节中间有这么一些描述啊，神的这个经文里面有一个真实而有意义的画面。
The rain and the snow come down from the heavens and stay on the ground to water the earth.They cause the grain to grow, producing seed for the farmer and bread for the hungry. It is the same with my word. I send it out. It always produces fruit. It will accomplish all that I want, and it will prosper everywhere I send it. You will live in joy and peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song, and the trees of the field will.Will clap their hands.
以赛亚书第十五章十到十二节，雨水从天而降，并不返回，却滋润地土，使地上发芽结实，使撒种的有种，使要吃的有粮。我口所出的话也必如此，绝不突然返回，却要成就我所喜悦的。在我发他去成就的事上必然亨通，你们必欢欢喜喜而出来，平平安安蒙引导，大山小山必在你们面前发声歌唱，田野的树木也都派长。
See, there's even trees in those verses, something for my horticulturalist brother.
那在这些经文当中，你们也可以看到有关树的信息，这是从事园艺的弟兄我所研究的。
As we look at Ephesians 3 today, let's think back at a few things we learned from chapter 1 and chapter 2.
那当我们在研读以弗所书第三章的时候，我们想回顾一下前几周我们讲的第一章、第二章里面所学的一些东西。
Chapter 1, Paul prayed Ephesians would have a good knowledge of spiritual blessings in Christ.
那在第一章里面，使徒保罗这样祷告，为以色列人有对 从基督里来的福气有一个更好的了解。
Verse 10 of chapter 2, we learn we were created in Christ for good works that God has planned for us.
那在第二章的第十节里我们又了解到就是我们是从基督你创造出来的为的是那已经早已预备好的那个好事。
Later in chapter 2, we learned we're a people of true peace, made up of all the nations and all the cultures.
那在第二章的后面一部分呢我们又了解到就是我们是一个所有国家和文化组成的这个真正和平的人。
This week I want you to visualize a new image of the rich soil of God's love.
那今天呢我想让大家跟我一起想象一下从上帝之爱来的这个丰富土壤的这个画面。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, I pray that you're working right now in our hearts and our minds to bring those together to speak to us, to help us to visualize, to really understand what you have for us in your word, who you want us to be, who you have made us, and how you want us to grow in your love. So we just ask that your Holy Spirit will teach us today those things. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we've already read through those verses 12 through 19, so let me just kind of go one by one. Verse 12 of Ephesians 3, it picks up where we left off in Ephesians 2. Christians have a special access to God, the Father, because of what Jesus has done for them.
那刚才我们已经就是读了以弗所书第三章的12节到19节。那我们就是来看看接下来的这些经文的第十二节是就是说它是以弗所书第二章的一个延伸，因为耶稣为我们做的一些让我们每一个基督徒都可以更亲近上帝。
In verse 13 Paul said it's worth all the suffering that he has had to bring the Ephesians this message.
使徒保罗在第十三节说他为了给以弗所书以弗所人能够带来这样的信息，他所遭受的一切苦难都是值得的。
Now let's see what verse 14, where Paul starts this, and how does he come to this special access of God?
那接下来让我们看一看，就是第十四节，保罗他为了让我们更亲近上帝，他所做的一些事情。
Verse 14 and 15.When I think of this, I fall on my knees and pray to the Father, the creator of everything in heaven and on earth.
那14节到15节，当我看到这一切的时候，我跪下来向父亲，那个宇宙万物的创造者，来祈祷。
Paul bows before the Father to pray, knowing he has come freely into his holy presence.
当保罗在父面前鞠躬祈祷的时候，他知道他可以自由地进入他的圣洁里面。
So he's not praying to some cosmic unknown power. He's praying to our Heavenly Father, who is the creator of everything in heaven and on earth.
那他的祷告不是向一个就是宇宙里面未知的力量祷告，而是向我们的天父。他是那个天上地上的万族的创作者来祈祷。
I'm puzzled when I hear people say, I don't believe in God, but I pray. Who are they praying to?
当人们跟我说他们相信上帝，但是他们不相信上帝，但是又祷告的时候呢，我感到有些困惑。我们在困惑就是他们向谁在祈祷呢？
Now, Pastor Gary taught us last week how important it is to remember what God has done in our lives. Give Him thanks in our prayer, for those things can play an important part in our future.
赵牧师上一周教导我们就是要记住上帝在我们生活中所做的事情是多么的重要，并且在我们的祷告中要来感谢他，因为那些事情可能在我们的未来发挥很重要的作用。
He reminded us through prayer we're able to understand what we need for the future.
他告诉我们就是通过祷告我们能够明白在圣灵成长过程中我们所需要的一些什么东西。
We were also reminded we're praying to God who doesn't need to be informed about what's going on in our life now or our future.
他也提醒我们就是在向圣灵祷告的时候那上帝并不需要我们告诉他就是即将发生的事情或者是现在发生的事情因为他早就知道这些。
That's why Paul prays as he starts out in prayer in verse 16.
那这就是使徒保罗在第16节中啊为他人祷告的一个原因。
I pray that from his glorious unlimited resources he will empower you with inner strength through the Spirit.
那16节是这样说的让他按照他那荣耀的丰盛记住他的圣灵。以大能使你们内在的人刚强起来。
In chapter 1, Paul was praying to Ephesian Christians to have knowledge.
那在第一章的时候使徒保罗啊祈求啊以弗所的那些基督徒们能够就是认识神。
In chapter 3, he's praying for them to have action. Not that they would know, but they would do.
那在第三章中他向神的祈求就是这些基督徒啊应该有不单单是就是知道神而是要行出来有一些作为。
Chapter 1, he prayed, I want them to know the power they have. Chapter 3, I want them to use the power they have.
那在第一章他是这样祷告他希望就是他们能够知道自身的这个潜力。那在第三章里面他就希望他们能够使用这些潜力。
In Paul's prayer, he's also praying for steps of progression in these believers' lives.
在使徒保罗的这个每一个祷告之中啊他都在为这些信徒的生活啊的每一步来进行祷告啊进行祈祷。
Something happens which leads to something else happening which leads to something else.
那有些事情呢它是接二连三的发生的这一件呢发生会引起下一件下一件它又引起其他的事情发生。
The first step Paul prays for is that the Ephesians use the inner strength God has provided.
保罗在这里祈求的第一步就是让以弗所人呢能够使用上帝给他们的那种潜力。
Now the image of inner strength I see,is what's in the hybrid wheat seed that's been developed.
那在这里当我看到这个上帝给我们的这种潜力的面前的时候我有一个画面它就跟那个我培育小麦杂交种子一样。
It's what I used to call seed vigor in wheat due to the genetics of that seed.
我称之为这种潜力是这个种子合力它是由这个种子的遗传属性所决定的。
Now we should remember when each of one of us became a Christian, we have the Holy Spirit in us.
那我们应该始终记住的是，就是当我们每一个人成为基督徒的时候，我们都有圣灵在我们当中。
You might just say we have the Holy Spirit in our genes, and He pours His power into us.
你也可能就是说，我们的基因里面已经有圣灵在，他就能够把能力啊倾注在我们的这个心里。
This power gives us spiritual vigor, spiritual muscles to grow and approach life victoriously.
这种力量呢，赋予我们精神的活力在灵里面成长，以致达到这个丰盛的生命。
For the seed, it's really the power and everything that's needed to sprout into a beautiful plant.
那对一个种子来说这种力量就是将它成长为一个很漂亮的植物所需的一切。
Now on a personal basis, we're strengthened with power in our inner self to use to grow.
那对我们个人而言的话你内在的这个自我力量呢如果得到加强的话所以我们需要更加的用它。
So as you walk in the Spirit, He feeds and guides your life so you become a Christ-centered person.
那当你在圣灵中成长的时候行走的时候那圣灵会喂养和引导你的生活 使你成为一个以基督为中心的人。
Now that's the second point of progression, is for Jesus to have a comfortable home in our hearts.
那接下来第二点就是啊，耶稣基督在你心中有一个舒适的这个位置。
Once strengthened and controlled by the Holy Spirit, you're a new creation. You're like a new plant.
那一旦你被圣灵充满的时候呢，你就像一个新生的植物一样，成为一个新造的人。
Verse 17 says, Then Christ will make his home in your hearts. As you trust in him, your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong.
那让耶稣基督啊，借着你这个啊，让基督啊，借着你的信仰啊，住在你的心里面，使你们在爱中啊扎根，然后让根基更稳固。
Christ in your heart is like a sprouted seed with roots and a shoot, now a plant ready to grow.
那基督在你心中应该就像一颗发芽的种子一样，有根啊，有啊枝条啊，有这个啊枝条，然后啊植物马上就成长。
An expression in America for a person that's settled down in a home is they have put roots down.
那在美国的话，他们有一个说法，就是对于一个在啊在家安定的人来说，他们已经扎根了。
So Jesus has come as a permanent resident to the inner person by the Spirit to live in our lives.
耶稣就像一个定居者一样来到你的心里面，借着圣灵啊过每一天的生活。
We should then be rooted and grounded in that love that is His nature and it flows out of us.
那我们应该就是扎根于他的这个爱中啊，这种是出于上帝来的，然后从我们的行为中流露出来。
So most of us know for a healthy plant to grow, it needs nutrient-rich soil to grow down into.
那大家都知道，为了像让植物能够健康的成长的话，它是需要丰富的土壤。
And as your roots grow into the soil of God's love, your faith grows.
Yeah, 当你的根呢扎在上帝之爱的土壤中的时候，你的信心也会增长。
It doesn't do any good to have the best seed unless you have good soil to plant it in.
除非你有一个好的土壤，否则呢，最好的种子也是没有用处的。
Many gardeners will prepare their soil to get a rich soil bed, or even buy the very best potting soil.
很多人在准备这个啊苗床的时候啊，他们会使用很肥沃的土壤，甚至购买最好的这个盆栽的土壤。
They know unless you put your seed into good soil, you won't see the full growth potential.
因为他们知道，除非你将这个种子种在这个好的土壤里面，否则就会没有什么好的收成。
See, the roots drink in water and nutrients and also provide stability in times of wind or erosion.
那植物的根呢，除了吸收水和营养物质之外呢，它能够让它在这个刮风啊，然后受到侵蚀的情况下能够固定植物。
Of course, many times it's necessary to addAditional nutrients to the soil.
当然有一时候呢，你还需要补充一些其他的营养成分。
Many of those additional nutrients for Christians are found in God's Word, the Bible.
那对我们基督徒来说的话，这个额外的营养元素是来自上帝的话语，也就是我们每天研读的圣经。
In the rich soil of love.Our tiny roots can finally begin to stretch and grow and take hold.
那在这个充满爱的这个土壤里面，我们这个这个非常脆弱的这个根呢，它可以得到生长，然后成长，并且扎稳。
It's a soil in which real nourishment and real stability are possible.
这就是一种土壤，就是可以获得让植物获得。丰富营养，并且坚稳扎根的一个土壤。
Now a good question for each of us to ask ourselves is what kind of soil is my life grounded in?
那这里就有一个很好的问题，就是我们每一个人都可以问的，就是 那就是在我们生活当中啊，我们把这个根扎在哪里呢？
In addition, what kind of nutrients am I adding to that soil?
那除此之外，我们又为这种土壤添加什么样的养分呢？
Because the health of your spiritual life is directly related to the kind of soil you're rooted in.
那因为就是圣灵生命的这个健康的程度啊，与这个你扎根的土壤是有直接的关系的。
The kind of soil your life is rooted in will determine how well you're growing spiritually.
那你生活所依赖的那个土壤啊，也将成长你在圣灵里面成长。
And the simple fact is many Christians are not rooted in the rich soil that is the love of God.
一个简单的事实就是很多基督徒啊，他们的根呢并不是扎在这个上帝的这个爱的当中。
Instead, they may be rooted in social media, or 24-hour news, or music and movies.
那相反呢，他们是就是沉迷在社交媒介啊，然后每天的新闻呐，还有一些音乐和电影当中。
They may even been rooted in unhealthy relationships, or even their career and their work.
他们有一些呢，就是沉迷在那种不健康的关系啊。还有一些是专心于他们的事业和工作。
Now, equally unhealthy, some Christians are rooted in the soil of their own good deeds and work.
同样不健康的是，就是有一些基督徒啊，把根扎在他们自己的这些好行为啊，或者是做善事。
Roots in this rocky soil cannot bring growth, and it isn't able to promote nourishment or stability.
那这种扎在岩石土壤的上面的根呢，一般是不能生长也无法提供足够的营养来固定它们，固定植物。
Oh, they accept the free gift of eternal life by grace alone, without any credit they can claim.
那他们只能够就是靠恩典接受这个永生的免费的礼物，没有任何可以宣称的这个功劳。
But then as they live, they try to gain God's approval each day by good performance.
那当他们活着的时候呢，他们每天都会通过各种各样的方式各种的表现来获得那个上帝的认可。
If we want our faith to grow, we need to be rooted in the rich soil of God's unconditional love.
那如果我们希望我们的信仰得以成长的话，我们必须把这个根呢扎在那个来自上帝的无条件的爱当中。
Then when our roots go down into the rich soil of God's love, we're able to stand against storms or anything.
当我们的根长在这个来自上帝之爱的这个土壤里面的时候，我们才能够在各种逆境中能够坚强。
When our roots go deep into God's love, our life is characterized by peace, love, self-control.
那当我们的根扎在这个上帝爱中的话，我们的生活就会平安然后有慈爱，有自制。
Because these are the fruit of the Spirit revealed in a life rooted in God's great love for us.
因为这些都是圣灵的果子，圣灵所结的果子，如果在生活中显露出来，然后这种生。
And as your roots sink deeper into the soil of God's love,We experience greater spiritual growth.
当我们把这个根深深地扎在这个上帝之爱的土壤中的时候，我们将经历更大的这个圣灵的成长。
It's a growth that never could be possible in the soil of our own performance.
那这一点就是在无论你通过怎么样的自我表现都无法实现的。
As Matthew 13:23 tells us,
那在马太福音第十三章二十三节是这样告诉我们的。
The seed that fell on good soil represents those who truly hear and understand God's word and produced a harvest of 30, 60, or even 100 times as much as that has been planted.
马太福音十三章二十三节，撒在好地上的就是人听到明白了。后来结果 有一百倍的，有六十倍的，有三十倍的。
Now with our next step, we come to verse 18.
我们接下来看看第十八节。
And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, how deep His love is.
那第十八节他这个话的意思是，所有上帝的子民呢，应该有能力去理解他的爱是如此的。
You know, often parents of rebellious teens, they just want their kids to be safe and to grow into healthy adults.
那些叛逆的这个青少年的父母啊，他们通常就是希望他们的孩子能够安全呀，并就是成为一个健康的成年人。
But sometimes the kids don't see that, since they really don't know how much their parents love them.
但是呢，孩子们有时候没有看到的是，因为他们根本就不知道他们的父母有多爱他们。
Being rooted and grounded in the rich soil of God's love, we understand that love better.
如果我们在这个把这个根扎在上帝的爱中当中的话，我们可能会更加的明白这份爱。
And even though we never fully understand God's infinite love, we understand it much better.
即使有时候我们并不完全理解这个上帝无限的爱的时候，我们也能够更好的去理解它。
We understand God has love for all races, all nationalities, and even people of different political views.
我们知道就是上帝爱来自不同文化呀，不同种族啊，不同国家，甚至不同政治观点的人。
Paul describes God's love as wide, long,High and deep.
使徒保罗将这个上帝的爱呀、慈爱呀描述为海阔高深。
So I have an image in my mind of plants with wide room to grow on all sides, good growing space.
那接下来我有个就脑海里面有一幅这个植物的图面，它长在一个就是很宽阔的空间里面。生长空间倒非常的宽阔。
They have long days or a long season, and they are under the full sun, high above, not in the shade.
那它长的就是，你知道，它的生长季节也非常的长，然后每一天的日照也非常的长，然后阳光是非常的充裕。
And they are deep in rich soil for strong roots and stability.
然后它的这个所在的这个土壤呢，也是非常的肥沃以及深厚的。
Then we'll be able to take advantage of with all the saints of His love that passes all understanding.
通过这个画面呢，我们可以就是我们通过所有理解的这个爱的圣徒明白。保罗所描述上帝的爱。
So again, we want to do more than just know that love. We want to actively experience it.
那我们所做的不仅仅是需要理解这种爱，更要的就是去体验一下。
Now for the next step of progression, verse 19 says, May you experience the love of Christ through it, though it is too great to fully understand,Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God.
那接下来的第一步就是在十九节里面，就是要明白那超越人所能，人无法超越人所能理解的基督之爱，好让我们得以满足，达到这个神所预备的一切丰盛完美。
So verse 16 said you'll be filled with the Holy Spirit for inner strength.
那第十六节的时候呢你可以充满圣灵，因为他给你的那种内在的力量。
Verse 17 says you will have a comfortable home in your heart for Jesus, the Son of God.
第十七节呢，你要将这个心呢为上帝耶稣基督安置一个舒适的地方。
And then verse 19 says, to experience the love of Jesus, you go on to have the fullness of God the Father.
第十九节就是、为了、享受这个耶稣所带来的爱的时候，你将拥有父神的全部。
You see the Trinity in these verses. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit.
在这些经文中呢，你可以看到、这个三位一体，有圣父，有圣灵，还有、圣子。
And then the consequence of these progressive steps is to be filled with God's fullness.
那 所有的一切都需要有全部的圣灵，有全部的圣灵在充满。
To understand the infinite love of Christ, it will enlarge your capacity to have the fullness of God.
如果你能够明白基督、给你这种无限的爱的话，你将会增加、你所获得的全部的圣灵的能力。
Complete with the fullness of God is to have the full growing potential, the yield God has for you.
那完全充满圣灵就需要你去引诱上帝给你的、一切是发挥你的发展你的潜力。
Now remember, Matthew 13 said there may be 30, 60, or even 100 times as much as planted.
刚刚我们在、马太福音第十三节里面看到，就是我们可以有30倍啊、60倍啊，甚至100倍的这个、这个产出。
So we don't worry if others yield more or less.Only that we yield what God has planned for us.
其实我们不需要担心，就是为什么呢？就是因为、如果有一些人或多或少的是、就是出乎于上帝为我们设计的一些东西，我们并不需要担心。
The fullness of God is to be like Jesus. In Him is all the fullness of God and was pleased to dwell in Him.
那上帝的这个丰盛呢，就像耶稣基督一样，他 在他的里面、他将会住在里面。
The Bible also says that when you're in this position, here is what's going to flow out of you.
那圣经是这样说的，就是当你在这个位置的时候，你将、当你处在这个位置的时候呢，这也就是你将要就是、显露出来的东西。
Love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control.
忍耐、喜乐、和平、忍耐、慈、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、自制。
His love dominates your life and outflows the character of God.And God will be glorified.
那让他的这个爱来主导你的生命，然后活出他的样式，啊，以此来荣耀神。
An early Christian said, "Our hearts have an empty space that is only filled with God's fullness."
那有一位就是早期的基督徒是这样说的，就是我每个人心中都有一个空间呢，只有那个圣灵才能够充满。
So the last point I want you to think about today is it was the infinite, too great to fully understand love which led Jesus to come as a man, to leave heaven, and to be a man of sorrows.
那今天讲的最后一点的是就是说那一种从上帝来的无限的、无法完全理解的这个爱、将导致耶稣基督降世为人，然后成为一个就是、非常、悲惨的这个人。
To be terribly mistreated, to be put to death in the most shameful way as payment for our sin.
那我们都知道，就是耶稣、他是以一种极其、耻辱的方式，然后被迫致死的。
And as Pastor Gary mentioned last week, we're to tell others about the good news of the gospel.
那他所做的一切就是为了、赎我们的这个、赎我们的罪。
That's the greatest love we can show others, and it is God's purpose in our life.
这是我们、可以向、别人展示的最大爱、是上帝、对我们生命的期许。
Let's pray. Father, we can hear your word, we can read your word, but we want to live out your word. We want to actively experience your love, and we know to do that, we really need to make sure that we're well grounded in that, well grounded in your word that tells us of your love. So I just pray for each person here that they will look at themselves and look at other things in their life and make sure that their roots really go down into your love. And that's where we will see the spiritual growth. So we thank you for this word that Paul shared with the Ephesians and that is meant for us today. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.